Okay, welcome to section 6. In this part of the course, we're going to be covering the four meridian circuits, and let's start by defining what these are. Remember, a four meridian circuit is composed of two meridian pairs that connect with one another through the five system correspondences. So we looked at an example of this in section 4. Let's go ahead and take a closer look at how we can form these. And to begin with, let's start with the Taiyang, and I want to quickly review these because it's very important that we start to think of meridians as occurring in pairs, because this allows us to identify the systems, the circuits, and select the most intelligent point combinations. So the Taiyang influences the areas of the eyes, the head, the neck, the shoulders, the back, the spine, and the most posterior portions of the yang aspect of the arms, back, and legs. So by now you should be thoroughly familiar with where the Taiyang meridians are located. But let's look at the functions of the Taiyang. And the first function then that we want to discuss is that it circulates qi through the Taiyang meridians. I think that's fairly straightforward and doesn't need a whole lot of explanation. Another function of the Taiyang is that they open the Dumai and the Yang Chao meridian. This is done through the coupling of SI3 and UB62. So when we work with the extraordinary meridians, we find an example of how the small intestine and the urinary bladder meridians are paired to open these extraordinary channels. Another very important function of the Taiyang is that it distributes Wei Qi to the surface of the body and therefore plays a role in regulating immune functions. So for many conditions of immune deficiency, we want to work with the Taiyang meridians. And the final function is that the Taiyang, it regulates the fluids through the functions of the small intestine and bladder. Remember, the small intestine separates the pure and impure fluids. It sends the impure fluids to the bladder for excretion. So for numerous types of water metabolism-related conditions, we will want to consider the Taiyang. Let's go ahead and look at what other pairs the Taiyang connects to. So the Taiyang also connects to the Tai Yin, as well as the Shao Yin, and it also connects to the liver and lung. So to review our systems, if we move back up to the Taiyang-Tai Yin circuit, we know that the urinary bladder and lungs have a system 2 connection, as do the small intestine and spleen. Now in the second circuit here, the Taiyang-Shao Yin circuit, these are system 3 connections between the urinary bladder and the kidney and the small intestine and heart. And finally, the Taiyang liver circuit has a system 4 connection between the small intestine and the liver because they are located opposite of one another on the clock. So let's go ahead and get into the very first circuit we want to talk about, which is the Taiyang Tai Yin circuit. Now, this is a very important one. I use this one very often in clinic. And the functions of this circuit is that it regulates the Taiyang and the Tai Yin. It benefits the Wei Qi, because remember, the lungs and the spleen also play an important role in the Wei Qi and in the defense of the body. It also governs qi. We should remember that the lungs govern qi in general, but that the spleen governs the postnatal qi. So for this reason, then, we can say that the Taiyang-Taiyin circuit plays an essential role in governing the qi. Now, it also controls fluid and water metabolism. We talked about how the Taiyang does this, but we also know that the spleen plays an essential role in the absorption and transformation and transportation of water and dampness, and the lungs also play a very important role in ensuring that the fluids move from the upper jowl down to the lower jowls. Now, when the Taiyang-Taiyin circuit is to be used, we'll find primary concerns that affect the Taiyang. These can be an assortment of things. If a patient has neck pain in the urinary bladder channel, then very often we'll be using the Taiyang meridians. So the primary concerns then to look for when using this circuit include any conditions of the Tai Yang. This can be neck and back pain, shoulder pain, various eye conditions that involve either the urinary bladder or the small intestine channels. Urinary bladder diseases are often treated with this circuit, as are sciatica. So any type of symptom or condition or disease that involves the Tai Yang channels, then this circuit may be the appropriate one to use. Now, this will be governed by secondary and tertiary concerns that involve the Tai Yin. So if a patient presents with, let's say, neck pain, but then they also have a secondary concern of asthma or a digestive condition, then we would consider using this circuit. So allergies, they can be environmental allergies or food allergies, will be treated with the circuit quite often. Water retention, fatigue, asthma, loose stool, bloating, these sort of lung and spleen patterns that we're all familiar with through TCM patterns. So if a patient presents, let's say, with back pain or neck pain, and they have a secondary concern of fatigue, and their third concern is low appetite with no digestive fire, then we would look at using this circuit here. Now, one thing I need to bring up in regards to spleen 3, this is not very well known about spleen 3, but again, check your acupuncture resources and you'll find that spleen 3 has the function of strengthening the spine. So the Tai Yang connects to the spine, and if we have a condition of qi deficiency or spleen symptoms that are also presenting, then the use of spleen 3 can be used to treat the spleen pattern as well as helping to strengthen the spine. Now, if a client has neck pain as a primary concern, it's in the urinary bladder channel. In system 1, I'm looking to use points like SI3 and perhaps SI5. And I want to spend a little time discussing SI5 here because small intestine 5 is a fire point on a fire meridian. So if a client has a neck condition as well as a spleen qi deficiency or a spleen yang deficiency, small intestine 5 can treat both of these conditions simultaneously. And this is because the wrist images the neck, so SI5 can be used then to treat the neck condition, but it's also a fire point on the fire meridian, so we can use the five element techniques of boosting the fire to strengthen the earth. So this type of way of thinking then is very important in meridian systems, because we're able to utilize the points in such a way that we're getting numerous benefits for the patient by using less points. I want to bring up just quickly some of Master Tong's points, and these are Qi Hu. This is a three-point unit that's located on the urinary bladder meridian. The first point is essentially located at the same place as UB60. The second point is located two sun above that, and then the third point is two sun above the second point. Qi Hu, or it's also the number of that is 77.26, is indicated for shoulder, scapular, and clavicle pain, as well as costal pain that's due to pleurisy. So we want to use these points that are on the urinary bladder meridian when the small intestine or the lung is affected. So Qi Hu, if you haven't studied these points, I encourage you to look into them because they're very powerful for treating conditions that belong to the Tai Yang, Tai Yin circuit. One final thing I'd like to mention on this point, or on this circuit, is the use of Lung 5 and Lung 7 for treating urinary bladder conditions. Lung 5 is the water point on the metal meridian, and Lung 5 also has the function of descending the fluids to the bladder. Lung 7 opens up the renmai, which of course passes through the region of the urinary bladder, and this makes Lung 5 and Lung 7 a very, very effective point combination for any type of bladder conditions. It can be reoccurring bladder infections. It can be incontinence. It can be any number of other conditions that involve the urinary bladder organ. So this is the Tai Yang Tai Yin circuit. Let's go ahead and look at the next circuit then, which is the Tai Yang Shao Yin circuit. Now in this meridian we see that the urinary bladder and small intestine are connected to the kidney and heart. The functions of this circuit is that it regulates the Tai Yang and the Shao Yin, it governs the blood and the essence, and it also regulates fluid metabolism. So in regards to governing the blood and the essence, these are obviously functions of the heart and kidney. Remember that the heart governs the blood, and we also say that the kidney governs the essence. Now the urinary bladder and small intestine play a very important role in regulating the fluids, as does the kidney. And the kidney is really the foundation of the body that's responsible for fluid and water metabolism. Now when we use this circuit, we're looking for primary concerns that involve the neck, the back, the shoulders, the eyes. Occipital headaches can be treated with this circuit quite often. Immune deficiency, bladder diseases, etc. So Tai Yang conditions. Now the secondary or third concerns will involve the Shao Yin. So if a patient presents with low back pain as the primary concern, it's on the urinary bladder channel, and they have a secondary concern of infertility, then we're going to be working with this circuit. Insomnia is often related to the heart and kidneys, as is Shen disturbance and of course blood and essence deficiency. So we know that kidney deficiencies, they can be kidney yin deficiency, kidney essence deficiency, or a kidney yang deficiency, often causes pain in the urinary bladder channel. So when the kidneys are weak, then it leads to these types of conditions. So if we think in terms of roots and branches, we can say that the symptoms of back or spinal pain within the Tai Yang channels are really due to an underlying kidney deficiency. This is a very common thing that we observe in clinic and that we all are well aware of through our traditional teachings of Chinese medicine. Now, because the blood and the essence share a same source, you'll often find conditions which primarily involve the kidneys but are perhaps affecting the heart as well. So for instance, kidney yin deficiency can often lead to insomnia, and insomnia then has some connection to the heart and can be treated with heart points. So in the Tai Yang Shao Yin circuit then, we're looking for primary symptoms that involve the Tai Yang channels, and we're looking for underlying root causes within the Shao Yin, or there may be secondary or third concerns that involve the Shao Yin. As a final note about this circuit, if a client has pain in the small intestine channel, in the area of the neck, the use of heart points, specifically heart 4 through heart 7, can be used. This is because the long bones image the spine, and heart 4 to heart 7 are all located at the distal portion of a long bone, which connects to the cervical area. So let's go ahead now and move to the next circuit, the final Tai Yang circuit. And this is the Tai Yang liver lung circuit. This one's very commonly used. I encounter conditions where this circuit is most appropriate quite commonly. The functions of this circuit are that it regulates the Tai Yang and the liver and lung. It benefits the Wei Qi because of the connection between the Wei Qi and the Tai Yang, as well as the role that the lungs play in immune responses. And this circuit's also very important for dispersing and promoting the smooth flow of the Qi. So remember that the lungs disperse the Qi, whereas the liver promotes the smooth flow of the Qi. So for conditions where the neck and back pain is due to Qi stagnation, it's very common that an underlying liver pattern, specifically liver Qi stagnation, can lead to back and neck pain, especially in the upper back and neck. Now remember that the liver shares a connection to the gallbladder as well as the small intestine. Now for this reason then, a pain within the small intestine in the scapular area from SI10 over to SI13, this region can be very, very effectively treated with liver points, specifically liver 3, liver 4, and liver 5. These three points in combination, very, very powerful for resolving a pain in the small intestine meridian, especially when it's due to an underlying liver qi stagnation pattern. Now, that doesn't necessarily have to be there to use these points because the liver and small intestine are connected in system 4. So simply put, when there's pain in the small intestine meridian, we can use these liver points regardless of whether liver qi stagnation is present or not. The primary concerns that we'll see when we use this circuit involve the Tai Yin, or excuse me, the Tai Yang meridians or organs. We've already thoroughly covered these, so I won't go into detail now. But the secondary or third concerns that the patient has will be related to the lungs or the liver. So these include conditions like allergies, liver diseases, it can be hepatitis as well, because there's a number of small intestine points that can be used to treat hepatitis. There's chest conditions. So if a patient has a chest tightness that's related to liver pattern invading the lungs, then this circuit can be very good. Coughs, emotional disharmonies, anger, depression. So, again, I just want to stress the importance of asking the patient about their top three concerns, because when we do this, it makes our job of doing syndrome differentiation much easier. A lot of times when we ask the patient about their top three concerns, just from that alone, we have enough information to find what pattern is present. Now, that's not always the case, and obviously we want to ask more questions and do our tests, such as look at the tongue and the pulse, but by asking about the top three concerns, we get a very direct line into what's going on with the client. And by doing this, we're also able to more easily identify the 4M circuits. So this concludes our discussion of the Tai Yang circuits. In the next section, we'll be looking at the Yang Ming and the meridian pairs that they connect to.